Nietzsche explored the ethical consequences of the death of God. Heavily critical not only of Christian values, but also of their modern replacements, Thus Spoke Zarathustra argues for a new value system based around the prophecy of the Übermensch, or Superman. For the first time, Nietzsche gives his philosophy a narrative frame. The founder of the ancient religion of Persia, Zarathustra, takes the central role. Rejected by society at large, Zarathustra gains a devoted band of followers to whom he delivers discourses on a huge range of subjects. Haunted by visions and driven by his own will to power, Zarathustra eventually leaves these friends to return to his lonely mountain home, where he makes his most important discovery, that of the eternal return. A literary as well as a philosophical masterpiece, Thus Spoke Zarathustra survived an initially poor reception to be recognized as a seminal text in modern culture. Its appropriation by the National Socialist movement in Germany early in the 20th century has tainted its reputation unjustly. But there are signs that the rehabilitation of Nietzsche, and of this his most incendiary work, is almost complete. Part 1. Prologue. The work begins with a prologue introducing us to Zarathustra. After the briefest indication of Zarathustra's background, we meet the thinker at a decisive point in his life. Having spent 10 years in solitude among the mountains, he finally returns to human society to present his radical new ideas, most notably, the prophecy of the Übermensch, the Superman.
Zarathustra's Prologue. When Zarathustra was 30 years old, he left his home and the lake of his home and went into the mountains. There he enjoyed his spirit and solitude, and for 10 years did not weary of it. But at last his heart changed, and rising one morning with the rosy dawn, he went before the sun and spoke thus to it. "You great star, what would be your happiness if you had not those for whom you shine? For 10 years have you climbed hither to my cave. You would have wearied of your light and of the journey had it not been for me, my eagle, and my serpent. But we awaited you every morning, took from you your overflow and blessed you for it. Lo, I am weary of my wisdom. Like the bee that has gathered too much honey, I need hands outstretched to take it. I would rather bestow and distribute until the wise have once more become joyous in their folly and the poor happy in their riches. Therefore must I descend into the deep, as you do in the evening when you go behind the sea, and give light also to the netherworld, you exuberant star. Like you must I go down, as men say, to whom I shall descend. Bless me then, you tranquil eye, that can behold even the greatest happiness without envy. Bless the cup that is about to overflow, that the